May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. There is need of only one thing. And boy, we know that one thing is hard, isn't it? Because we do get distracted. We can totally identify with Martha, can't we? Because I think sometimes if we say anything other than that, we're only kind of fooling ourselves. We know we're Martha's. But we also know that we're Mary's at times. So Martha forgot about the one thing. And you heard me as I was talking with the kids. She forgot about the guest. She forgot about why she was doing what she was doing. And we can get so caught up in our service projects that we do that we forget about why we're doing it. We're looking for that recognition. We're looking for somebody to go over and say, hey, could somebody please pay attention to me here? This week, there has been a phenomenon that's going on where I didn't think we could get so absorbed in something that we forget about everything else until I witnessed it this week right here in our neighborhood. And you know something? I said to Carl all during the week, come on, let's take the golf cart and go up. And I would just sit here, right out here, and watch something that was amazing. Because it is possible to get so absorbed in one thing, not ourselves, but in another thing, that we forget all about everything else. There are absolutely no distractions whatsoever. Nothing will stop us from this one thing. We are so incredibly focused. Does anybody have an idea what that might have been this week?
Yeah.
Pokemon. Yeah. I mean, this is what I witnessed this week. I witnessed people who just stepped off the curb out into oncoming traffic, totally oblivious. I witnessed people walking right through a water fountain, not even realizing the water fountain was there. I watched people bump into each other. I watched as someone caught this one thing that they were trying to get and see, and they saw it and they screamed out, I see it, in the middle of the square. And everyone looked around and started cheering for this person. I saw people of all different races, black, white, all different ethnicities, Latino, Asian, young, old, women, men, all out here talking to each other, getting together and having conversation. People who did not know each other, but they had one thing that they were focused on. One thing. And you want to know something? What I saw in that was hope. They had one thing they were focused on, and I saw hope. Not despair, hope. Because what that tells me is that when we are focused on one thing, there is nothing that will stop us. There are no walls or barriers. We will cross over into the unknown, talk to people that we don't know, who don't look like us, but have one thing in common. You see, the one thing we have in common is Christ, is God. So while they're running around chasing a fictitious character, can you imagine what it would look like if we all were running around focused on the one thing, and instead of a Pokemon sighting, it's a God sighting. God active in our community. What might that look like? How awesome would that be if everyone is looking around for where God is active in our community, because Christ is active right here in our community. We don't bring the Holy Spirit, for goodness sake. The Holy Spirit is here. We need to see it and we need to name it. Can you imagine everyone walking around with their heads either down or up or looking around, stepping off sidewalks, almost getting hit by a car, looking for God and a God sighting and God's presence active in this community? Can you imagine walking through a waterfall because you're looking to get closer and observe more closely a God sighting, God active somewhere here? Can you imagine people of all races, ethnicities, whether they are black or white or Asian or Latino, men, women, young, old, getting together, crossing boundaries and having conversation and saying, did you see God right here? I see it. How awesome would that be? That's hope. We have the human capacity to do that. But our focus sometimes is not there. We are meant to worship. We are meant to follow God. That is the object. There is so much hope out there when I see people walking around, having conversation, no violence, but sharing. Huh. How awesome would that be if we started looking for God's presence right here in our community, and we shared it with others? Did you see that? Let's step over and into that and have conversation. You know, it's funny. I stopped and asked a few people, so tell me about this. And they got embarrassed. They were like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, but it's like, it's I can't stop doing it. Oh, gosh, can you imagine? If that passion were channeled into God and Jesus Christ. And you know what? That's where we come in. That's where we come in. We get to invite people into a conversation because this square is filled with people who want to have conversation and are having conversation with each other. Can you imagine saying, how awesome that you're working together? I see God here. I see God present. I see hope. We're called to stay focused on one thing, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who sets us free from ourselves, who reconciles us with our Creator, and who invites us into participating in God's activity in the here and the now. We can channel the one thing. We can invite because we know that people have the capacity to get lost and absorbed into the one thing, which is Jesus Christ, the only thing that matters. So when we leave here, let's stay focused on the one thing and invite others to do the same. See the hope. See that hope. And let's channel that energy into seeing Jesus Christ so that we can indeed come together in the name of Christ for the sake of the other. And as far as I'm concerned, I know it's possible. I see it. And have seen it over the past week. So let's join in that and the focus be on Christ. Amen. Amen.